great email today I thought you would be interested in.
Is this from your boyfriend, Donald Trump?
I got so many emails from Donald Trump today. He's out of control. No, I got an email from a guy who is going to tell us how to get a job in radio.
Oh, really? How do you get a job in radio? Please tell me.
So without further ado, let's dive into this interview where I speak to Andrea and quiz her on exactly how you can go and get a job in radio.
Okay, so she's got or she's had a job in radio, but now she I don't know what the hell she does.
All right, so let's kick today's session off.
Oh, and they both want to be in radio, but they don't have mics.
First of all, let's start with your story. How do you get into radio? Uh-huh. I know there's lots of people who are constantly, you just mentioned before that we came on, you know, people are messaging you saying, how do you get into radio? We have the same. We have lots of people who are really keen to break into the industry,
us.
But it's notoriously difficult. So what are your kind of top tips to get involved in the first place?
I think I was quite lucky that I was studying. So I kind of had the decided with my extra time to put the effort into getting some work experience. I know that's not necessarily a possibility for everyone.
What?
And I remember
saying
to me
means.
At the start of my career, oh, you're going to have to pick one. Eventually, you're going to have to be a newsreader, or you're going to have to be a presenter, or you're going to have to be a producer, or you're going to have to just quit and do voiceovers. And that's just not true.
And it's easy to just quit and do voiceovers.
Nowadays,
everybody wants you.
Like modern day, and also in 2020 with everything with COVID, you can have what is called a multi-hyphen career. You know, I don't spend 100% of my time
could you buy
doing
a mic?
100% continuity,
if
100% voiceover
on
radio.
Voiceover, you should have a mic.
And
I know, her
so
audio is terrible.
Media
so is his.
Lots of crossover.
You shouldn't produce. You definitely shouldn't
and
produce.
I think even though for people who've been in the industry for quite a while, there's lots of deregulation going on in radio, which means there's even less opportunities. But actually, if you're a local radio DJ, you've probably got an amazing contacts book. So have you thought about marketing? Have you thought about
I have no. What are you talking
editing,
about? I've been a local radio DJ for years. I have no contacts. I know
nobody. Nobody will take my call. My mom will take my call.
We have the number one morning show in Long Island, and nobody would take our calls.
If you're starting out, there's loads of different resources out there. BBC will have a training scheme, Bauer, Global, they all have.
Oh, you can just go there?
Yeah.
In, even if the old sort of route that I've necessarily. And it sounds weird to call my career old, because I don't feel like I've been working that long.
Career?
In my working career, I've had three recessions so far. So in my route of like, oh, well, I got some work experience at the local station and then I managed to like level up, I suppose.
What's the tip? Where's the tip? All I'm hearing about is her experiences and so far they've been nothing. She hasn't had any experience.
So they're going to ask, questions from viewers.
Oh, there are viewers?
Yeah. It's really about portfolio.
Wait, I have a question. How'd they get viewers?
I have no idea.
Yeah, I totally agree with that because.
But he says that he would like to work his way up the ranks have become a radio presenter, but where to start, basically.
Let's you and I answer, and then we'll see what she says.
Okay, so what I'm going to say is you're 16 years old, and you want to get into radio, stop it.
No, you can't tell people not to have their dreams if they have dreams. You can't say that. They're asking for real advice.
Okay, 16-year-old does not know what radio is.
Well, my advice would be to listen to as much radio as possible at 16 because you're too young to get an internship. You're too young to get a job, but you're not too young to learn about radio. So listen to as much as you possibly can.
Mm-hmm.
Get familiar with all the different formats and figure out where your voice is, where you fit in. Are you a talk guy? Are you a rock guy? Are you a hip hop guy? You know, and then hone that craft once you figure out. But in order to do that, you got to listen to as much as you possibly can.
No, I listened to a ton of radio growing up, and I'm telling you, run.
I'm glad that
just answer the freaking question.
I think
get
you're
to
right
the
at the start of your career, so you could start off and try everything.
Yep.
And you could find out you hate editing podcasts and you hate doing podcasts, but at least you know that. So I wouldn't worry about like trying something and not necessarily getting there, or maybe contacting people at radio stations and not getting there yet. There's something called VoiceOver Hub, which is how I've got.
Because you make so much money on that.
Everybody goes there. Yeah, that's where real people go to find voiceovers.
Yeah, Cooper and I are rich because of that website.
Yeah,
or maybe
they
need a specific thing for a specific chart.
You don't even have a mic,
country.
You British.
exactly.
Wench.
You don't have a proper microphone.
That is a really good one to have a little think about as well. But I would also have a think about following the people whose jobs you really look up to, find them on Twitter.
There's nobody who has jobs in radio anymore.
You should talk
about
a human being and just see, ask them and
follow them on
Twitter. There might already be some content out there where they told you how they got to where they are. Like, there's lots of people who are trying to run a radio station from their living rooms at the moment.
Nobody, oh my God.
And, okay, people are running radio stations from their living room. I have an internet radio station. You know, I've had it for, what, 6-7 years now? You know how much money I've made on it?
How much?
Nothing. I've spent maybe $4,000 on the stupid voice, and I've made $0.00.
Andrea, thank you very much for your time
today.
It's
finally over.
Oh, God.
Can you turn to the channel that helps you with migraines? I want help with the migraine those two just gave me.